You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
It is time for another offseason check-in. This time, it is with Sharks goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood. Sounds like he's getting ready and excited for a new season of Sharks hockey. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Mackenzie Blackwood. Mackenzie, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just enjoying the summer and excited to get back out there and get going again with the team.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about, where things were a year ago before you had started off with San Jose. And, there'd been some injury stuff that had been plaguing you for a bit. But last year, through most of the year, you got through with some minor, bumps and bruises that are pretty much the norm for a goalie in the NHL. And I know at the end of the year, you sat out a few games, but they said, hey, if he had been in for a playoff game, you would have been ready to go. How nice was it to go into the offseason feeling pretty good?
Yeah, it feels great. Definitely a much better feeling than the years prior. And just gives you confidence, that you're going to have another good year and hopefully, continue to, have the body feeling good like it had last year and have some good training here this summer. It's exciting.
Are you still sticking with the Pilates? Because Ty Emberson told me he was doing that. And I said, oh, did you get that from Blackie? He's like, no, I got it from Luke Cunningham. And Luke said he didn't get it from you either. So I'm still, you were the first one to talk about it openly though.
Yeah, no, I mean, I still do it. Definitely going to stay on top of that for sure. Something that helped me feel better. I mean, I wouldn't just abandon it as soon as I started to have success again. So no, I've been definitely, doing that here and there, and I definitely like the way it makes me feel afterwards.
Nice. Obviously at the end of a season, you want to let your body recover. How long was it before you got back into the gym?
Well, I stuck around in San Jose for about close to a month after the season, and I puttered around the gym like within a week after the season ending, but I couldn't lie and say that my intensity and my workouts were high right off the bat. Probably took me about, 3-4 weeks before I started getting back into full-blown summer training mode. So it was more just kind of getting in there, stretching, doing a little bit of light workouts, but it wasn't very intense for about a month.
How long does it take you to get back out onto the ice in the summertime?
I actually just started skating a couple, probably 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
So I like to take a little bit of time off, let your body heal from, the skating and stuff. Like the gym's not too much of an impact on you, but the ice is so repetitive. You do it over and over and over again. So I like to let the body, take some time off of that. And then when you come back, you feel much better in the long run for getting a little bit of a break. So I just started getting back into it and starting to feel better.
Did Devin Cooley ever sell you on any of his virtual reality training?
Nope, no chance. I tried one of those things years ago, and I felt like my eyes were melting. So
really?
Yeah, it hurt my eyes.
I heard another dude say it made him feel sick.
Yeah, I don't like the way my eyes feel after I take it off. I feel like I'm cross-eyed after I take those things off.
That's awesome, man. That's funny. Yeah. What was your impression of your first year living in the Bay Area, man? Like, I know that, clearly you'd been on the other side of the United States. So you got a little bit more of a calm winter. You got some rain, but it wasn't quite as cold.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really liked my time living there this year. Great neighbors. Everyone's really friendly. The weather was amazing. The team was really, really good group of guys. The organization's great with the management and the coaches and everything. So, I mean, I had no complaints.
What is your reaction to Ryan Warsofsky being named the head coach?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment for him. We love Warzy. He's a great guy and a great coach. So, nothing but excitement for him, man. Like, he deserves it. And I'm excited to see how it goes for him because, we all love that guy.
Yeah, he seems like when he gets his introductory press conference and stuff, not to sound cliche, but he just exudes a lot of passion. You can feel how much he really cares about the game and the players. Like, is that, it seemed evident to me. Is that evident to you guys in the room?
Yeah, especially after, getting to know him, at least first as an assistant, you get to, really get to know the people that are around you, like the coaches and stuff. So after getting to know him, he's a great guy, easy to talk to, really personable, fair, everything that makes a good head coach, he has all those traits. So
yeah,
I'm excited to get to work with him there.
No, it should be really fun. And, let me ask you about your experience with Spearsy there. Cause we would go doing the post game scrums, and sometimes, a lot of the times the goalie's going to come and talk to us after the game, but in the background, whether you or Capo or Devin or whoever else, it seemed like he was always extremely positive. Like, no matter if the team had won or lost, he'd be sitting there smiling with you, joking, going over plays, talking about stuff with you. Like, he always, he seems like exceedingly positive of a guy to work with. Is it that way for you, or is that just maybe how it seems on the outside?
No, Spearsy's the man, dude. He's one of the best I've ever worked with. He's awesome. He's so knowledgeable. Knows the game really well. His personality is really, really easy to get along with. He's easy to work with. He's one of those guys that, you want to put in the work and the effort for, because you could tell he cares. So I mean I've been around with a lot of goalie coaches, and he's one of the best, that's for sure.
Yeah, is it hard after a game to go and, because obviously, like, you can win and still give up goals that you're not happy about. Like, is it good, or is it hard to go after those plays after a game? Like, do you kind of want it to end, or do you want to revisit it while it's still fresh in your mind?
Probably everyone's a little different. I mean, I'd rather just bang it out the night of, so you don't have to drag it into the next day. Like, most of the time, what you did wrong or right away. But sometimes it's nice to just go over the plays quickly, get another opinion with Spearsy there, and then, whether it's good or bad, flush it and then move on. So I like to kind of do it day of or next day, at least really quick after.
Yeah, because especially for a goalie, you got to have that, not bad memory, but you got to just put it behind you. You got to forget about it and move on, whether it's the next play, the next period, the next game, whatever it's going to be. Because you want to make corrections, but you also don't want to dwell on it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you want to, see where things went good or bad, and then you want to, try and make those changes, and then you want to kind of flush whatever happened, good or bad, right? If you don't want to be too overconfident in yourself, think you're better than you are, and you don't want to be too down on yourself, think you're worse than you are. So you kind of just want to roll pretty even keeled through the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, what about dealing with us in the post game scrum when we're all standing there with the microphones in your face? Because sometimes, like, you are always great with us. Like, I always appreciate that. And I think goalies usually are, because you guys get to a different perspective on the game. But, it's like sometimes we would ask you a question about a goal, and I would kind of be wondering if, you ever in that situation, be like, what do you expect me to say, man? Like I got beat, or they missed a puck, or there was a bad play. Like, it puts you guys in an awkward situation sometimes.
Yeah. No, I you definitely want to be, as polite and politically correct as you can in that situation, if I'm going to put it anyway. But I remember there was one time in Anaheim, that one where Gudas took a slap shot. It went off a stick and flew over the air right over my head. No one saw it. And Chang Peng went, "What did you see on that play?" And I went, "Well, nothing." Honestly, I didn't see a thing. If I saw it, I would have saved it.
Yeah. But dude,
No.
It's funny, because I know exactly the play that you're talking about too, because that I was listening to the radio call on the way home, because I had done the Barracuda game that day, because Dan was at the Hockey Hall of Fame for being inducted there, and Nick was on the call with Drew, and they were both flabbergasted when they saw the replay. They're like, "Oh, he had no chance." And I was driving home, so as soon as I got home and watched the replay, I was like, "Oh, come on!" Like that's the game of hockey. And I'm sure that's the most frustrating thing for a goalie, because you're like, if I had had any chance to see that, I would have been able to stop it no problem. I just had no chance to see it.
Yeah, sometimes you get those weird plays where they're just kind of take a weird hop like that one, or some screens in traffic, and you just you just have to say, you know, out of my control there. If I saw it, I would have a really good chance of saving it. But if you can't see it, you don't even know where to move. So,
yeah,
you know, it's an imperfect game, right? But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, imperfect game. That's a good word for it. You know, obviously the Sharks had a big draft this year, and you know, Macklin Celebrini is the big name that everybody was talking about. I'm sure you've seen some of the highlights. I talked to Logan about this a couple years ago when everybody was on the Connor Bedard train. Like, do you understand why everybody is so excited about like this young prospect guy? Whereas like, it's also hard for you as a full grown veteran to be like, yeah, we're waiting on the 18-year-old to come in and save the day. Like, it's a weird dynamic. And Logan was like, yeah, he's like, I'm a fan of the Blue Jays. I'm a fan of the Bills. I get, you know, the fun of being excited about a prospect. Like, is it ever weird for you to kind of try and round out the everyone's thinking about some, like, literally a kid, like the dude was 17 when he was drafted, but there's already so much excitement about him?
Yeah, I mean, kind of reminiscent of being in New Jersey with Jack Hughes and, you know, like players like that. So, yeah, I've been around that for a while. It brings a lot of hype to the organization. It's good for the organization. It gets a lot of people talking about it. You know, so I think I can relate to kind of what Logan's saying or talking about there, but at the same time, you know, I could see the benefits and excitement for the organization and the team. It brings a lot of good energy. So, you know, I think it's mostly positive though. You know, if anyone's got to take a side, I'm going to say it's mostly positive for the organization. It's great. And, you know, we're excited to have this talented player come into training camp and help make the team better.
With the young guys, do you try to be, give them a hard time at first, or are you usually just pretty chill with them?
I would say I'm probably more chill. you know, I can understand what it's like to be 18. I can't imagine playing in the NHL at 18, but I can relate to being 18. So, you know, try to cut them some slack there on that one.
When do you get back out to the Bay Area?
I'll probably be out there in a couple of weeks. So not too long now for me. Already thinking about heading back and skating there with Spearsy and stuff. So, you know, summer's coming to an end for me pretty soon. So excited to get back on the ice there in San Jose.
Yeah, man, it's obviously only, we're recording this on July 30th, but you guys haven't played a game since April 18th. Like, I realized it the other day. I was like, man, I was like, it's been a while since we've had some hockey to get to. And I would imagine you're probably getting a little impatient as well, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's weird when you don't have a, you know, meeting to go to, practice, games. You know, the summer's a lot different, but I think in the long run, it's good for that mental break to get refreshed and hungry again to come back. So for me, I think, you know, having some breaks, you know, is a good thing for you at times too, even though it may feel, you know, kind of monotonous and boring in the summertime, you know, when you don't have like a set schedule to adhere to. I still think, you know, if you take that break, you know, you keep the hunger for the game and then you get excited to come back and you want to work hard and you want to get better and do all this. So I think it's good for you to take some breaks here and there.
Nice. Well, I'll let you go, Mackenzie. I appreciate your time as always, and I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. All right, man.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Again, that is Mackenzie Blackwood of the San Jose Sharks joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. Be sure to check in some of our other offseason check-ins with Luke Cunning, William Eklund, Fabian Zetterlund, Henry Thrun, and we've got another one upcoming with Matt Benning later this week. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.